This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. When American troops go to war, they're not supposed to worry about financial problems back home. Under a law that dates to World War II, active duty service members are protected from most foreclosures and repossessions, evictions, and similar financial misfortunes. But military lawyers say that since the Iraq War started, they've found many lenders ignoring that law. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
3 days before Christmas in 2005, Army National Guard Sergeant James Hurley came home to Michigan after about a year in Iraq. But he wasn't able to return to the home he left behind, this three-bedroom house on Michigan's Pawpaw River.
There's a creek that starts right there on that curve, and my house looked right down to the river. And you can sit right there in the living room and see nothing but water.
Hurley now can only look at the property from the street because his mortgage company foreclosed on it. While he was serving as an Army mechanic in Iraq, the lender sold the house and evicted Hurley's wife and children. The sergeant says he learned about it after the fact, during one of his occasional phone calls with his wife.
She says, well, you're not going to be happy, and you're going to go crazy, and we lost the house. And she explained to me, well, they evicted us, and I had to move out of the house. We're just going to have to deal with it when you get back. And I kind of flew off the handle a little bit.
Hurley says his family fell behind on their $1,000 a month mortgage before he deployed, when he gave up his job at a cheese factory and had extra expenses as he prepared for war. But the family's attorney says the lender had no right to foreclose because the Hurleys should have been protected by a long-standing federal law known as the Service Members Civil Relief Act, what lawyers call the SCRA. Attorney Matt Cooper is suing several parties involved with the foreclosure, including Deutsche Bank and Saxon Mortgage.
Military people need to have certain protections when they're off trying to serve us in a war. Well, one of the rights under the SCRA is that you can't foreclose on them.
Hurley's suit is scheduled for trial next year, and neither Deutsche Bank nor Saxon Mortgage would talk about it on tape. Morgan Stanley, which acquired Saxon in 2006, released a written statement saying it takes the Service Members Civil Relief Act very seriously. But in legal filings, the lenders argue the law doesn't apply to Hurley. They say they foreclosed a week and a half before he went on active duty, and say the papers Hurley sent them, a copy of his unit's orders and a note from his captain, weren't enough to prove he was going to Iraq. A judge in the case scolded the lenders earlier this year, saying, in her words, they screwed up badly and need to make things right. But so far, there's been no settlement, and Sergeant Hurley says the situation is wearing on his family.
It's like you don't even exist, and yet you're the one that's going over there risking your life, and then you get back home and find out that you got rolled over. It don't take a genius to read a paper that says, hey, he's in the military. Why are you foreclosing? He's gone.
Military attorneys say Hurley's situation isn't unique. They say disputes over the Service Members Civil Relief Act are becoming more common, especially as more National Guard members and reservists go to war. While few cases escalate to litigation, service members often need lawyers to contact lenders on their behalf. Louisiana Attorney John Odom specializes in SCRA cases and says he's been involved with more than 300 since the war started.
The most typical case that we see is the bank is given notice of the service member's activation, sends them back a nice letter that says thank you for your service to the country, and somehow there's a miscommunication between the bank's legal department and the bank's payment center, and they put the mortgage for foreclosure. And it's just a big mess because of lack of internal communication within the bank.
Odom says when the law works as intended, it provides a lot of benefits to troops on active duty. Not only does it protect them from foreclosures and repossessions, but it can lower interest rates on existing loans and allow them to break leases on apartments and cars. But lending industry officials say the SCRA can be complicated. And Rich Reese of the American Bankers Association says most of the problems happen when lenders are unfamiliar with it.
As opposed to something that a bank sees day in and day out. This is something that comes up in an irregular fashion. They may be a little rusty and have to go back and check on the provisions, but I think that most of these things work themselves out to the satisfaction of the individual.
Still, even SCRA problems that get worked out can be distressing to military families. When her husband was deployed overseas, Mindy Bailey of Brunswick, Ohio, tried to break the lease on her Chrysler sedan. But after she turned in the car, Chrysler Financial insisted she pay more than $6,000 and a collection agency pursued her until she got a military lawyer involved.
The night that I got off the phone with the woman from the collections agency, I mean, I was in tears crying and, you know, shaking, just so upset because nobody would stop and listen. You know, until I got legal representation involved, nobody wanted to hear what I had to say when we didn't do anything wrong.
Chrysler blames the problem on what a spokesman calls a comedy of errors after Bailey returned the car to her local dealer. But Bailey says the dispute was stressful both for her and her husband in Iraq, who she says was angry and upset when they talked about it on the phone. Indeed, military lawyers say the whole point of the SCRA is to protect deployed service members from financial headaches like that. They worry that somebody who's preoccupied with fighting a lender might be distracted from fighting a war. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.